on in. Sit right down. Keep your hands up. Keep your chin down. Shut the door. Time to go with Randy Harrison. Knockout Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, Knockout Radio with Randy Harris is about to start. So get ready for the best MMA talk, games, interviews, prizes, and surprises anywhere for Knockout Radio. I'm the voice, Ray Flores, and now here's Knockout Radio.
Hey-o. Hey, everybody.
What is going on, everybody? We are back. Another beautiful Wednesday. Knockout Radio back on the air. Real quickly, Matt, where are you right now?
I'm in Milwaukee, Wisconsin.
Okay, we're going to talk about, we're going to update all you, but this is pretty cool. We, from time to time, get some cool stuff. I'm not even going to announce our whole schedule. Right now, we're going to go up to Atlantic City. I think it's Atlantic City, as we get ready for tomorrow's PFL. Just off the scale, at least I think, Jordan Young. Jordan, how are you?
My man, yeah, I'm in Atlantic City right now, and I am fresh off the scale. Made weight right on the dot, and I'm just chilling in my hotel room, rehydrating and eating good food.
Perfect. I appreciate that. I tried to find it online. Last thing I wanted to do was, so everything go good with the weigh-in, and then, you know, somebody miss weight or something. So that's obviously good. Tom make weight, too? Are we all good for that?
Yeah, as far as I know, we did the official weigh-ins this morning, so now we'll have the media weigh-ins here in about 3 hours, and that's where the cameras will be on, and that will be put out for the public.
Right, exactly. I'm not a big fan of those. I want the real ones, and then let you guys, start worrying about. The fight, not the drama and all the camera stuff. But that's just me. What do I know?
No, 100%. I feel the same way as you. This is a little bit of a WWE type thing, a little bit, yeah.
And you're fighting a WWE kind of guy in Tom Lawler, so who knows what's going to happen?
Yeah, for sure. I think that he's more of a WWE guy than he is an MMA guy nowadays.
I have to be honest with you, and I've been friends with Tom for a long time. I didn't even realize he was in the tournament. I thought he was doing the wrestling stuff.
Yeah, he snuck in there. He snuck in there for sure. Filthy Tom snuck in there.
Let's talk about it, and I have done it every week, talked about first and foremost the format. I absolutely love the format of the PFL. It gives the opportunity that if something happens in one fight, you're still not out, but it also could do the reverse. You could have 6 points and then things happen and not make the tournament. Right now you're sitting at 5. Talk about that.
So I'm sitting in 5th place with a solid 3 points. From my calculations, what I need to do to get into the next step of the tournament, which would be in my backyard in Hollywood, Florida, which would be to get a finish. It doesn't matter if it's the first round, second round, or third round. As long as I get a finish and somebody who has points currently loses, I will be right on into the tournament.
And I was thinking about that, and is it possible, and again, you know you better than anybody, that you can block that out and just go and, have your fight and do your fight and not really worry about that? Because it could affect how you're going to fight, right?
Yeah, 100%. For me, I'm always looking for the finish. So, out of 11 wins, I have 9 finishes. So it's pretty natural for me to look for the finish. I don't necessarily feel any pressure at all. I wasn't able to perform in the first round of the tournament. So no matter what happens, this isn't an accurate representation of my first season. You get what I'm saying?
Sure. Absolutely. The first thing that I noticed when I jumped on the website and I'm looking and, I saw where you're sitting, it wasn't so much that where you were sitting to me personally, as a veteran, the first thing I saw are those flags. You're the first American in that thing. So to me, it's like, yeah, we got to do something to get you up in that tournament to represent.
Yeah, I like that you said that. I wasn't even putting too much of an emphasis on that, but I am the only American with some points currently. And, it seems that the odd makers know what's going to happen Thursday night. They have me as a pretty favorable favorite. And I think I'm going to prove them right and be the only American in the tournament.
Do you put anything in that? We talk very little on the gambling side, but, when there are odds, that's just the fans are putting, their money on you. Do you think about that? I'm a big favorite, or if there's been a time, I'm the underdog. Does that even matter?
You know, for my career, I haven't even had the opportunity to make it to the odds. You know, when I was in Bellator, I didn't see any odds for any of my fights. So this is something new to me. And for this fight, I'm like a 4-1 favorite. So someone would need to put $400 just to make 100. So that's pretty absurd. I think that it can change the way that some people fight. But for me, I'm looking forward to when I'm the underdog and I can bet some money on myself to make some money. It'd be a nice little bonus.
Absolutely. A little Buster Douglas action.
100%. Or Brandon Longhart. I heard he did that at PFL 1.
And I believe GSP just came out and said that he's been doing the same thing. You mentioned that this is the first time. I just saw the press release that PFL signed a deal with Upper Deck. Give me your thoughts on that and, you know, to soon to have a trading card.
What can you educate me a little bit? What's Upper Deck, sir?
Upper Deck is one of the biggest trading card companies. Mostly Upper Deck has always been known, you know, to do baseball. Whenever you think, you know, any trading cards, the first name is Topps for some reason. But it's Topps, it's Upper Deck, it's Panini. Upper Deck is one of the top trading card companies, and the PFL just announced earlier this morning that they have a deal with Upper Deck, which you guys are going to have trading cards out on the market.
Nice. I like that. Maybe we get a little cut from that. Probably not, but it'd be nice wishful thinking, right?
Well, we'll make some calls. You know, I don't know if it's cut financially, but we'll make sure you get some of your own cards. Have you collected trading cards, you know, growing up?
Not so much. I don't really have too many cards. I collected some comic books growing up, and just now I started collecting the Pops. I enjoy the Pops, the little figurines. But yep. Those are about the only things I've collected in my life.
I'm turning around as you said that, and I'm looking at my display in my studio of all my Pops.
Nice. What's your favorite Pop?
Macho Man, the Randy Savage that I just bought.
Nice. See, I get some from all the different categories, you know, pop culture, athletes. I think when it comes to the wrestling world, I have like The Rock and Stone Cold. That's about it, though.
What is your favorite?
My Tony Montana. I spent a couple dollars on him. I don't know if he was rare or what, but I had to grab him for a couple $100 on eBay.
Very cool. Matt, what's your favorite?
I don't have a favorite.
Yeah, you don't.
Maybe Hulk Hogan would probably.
Well, you don't have one. See, Jordan, when I bought a couple for some of my staff, and so I bought Matt, who's traveling the country right now in a caravan with his family, and he's hitting different cities. I bought him what he represents best, and that's a clown. I bought him the Ronald McDonald. So it was kind of funny. How do you relax? Not necessarily fight week. But, you know, next week or 3 weeks ago, how do you just chill and kind of get out of the fight game mindset?
Yeah, I like playing Call of Duty Warzone with my friends online. That's something I tend to do a lot. I have a Great Dane, and I also have a Pit Bull. The Great Dane is turning 4 this year. The Pit Bull will be turning 1 this year. They're really good playmates, and I like to take them outside, get them on walks, let them play. And then I also have a girlfriend who lives with me, and we like to cook a lot of food. We like to watch Gordon Ramsay, and we like to cook a lot. So those are normally the things I do just to relax, you know what I mean?
I'm headed down to Hollywood next week. I'm going to spend a week or so, and then I'll be down there, you know, for the 3 weeks the PFL goes down there. I travel, everything I do travel-wise, and Matt will, you know, admit this as well, is around food. So give me a location or two that I need to hit up when I get down there next week.
Yeah, so right down there in Fort Lauderdale, they have a place called Chima. It's a Brazilian steakhouse where they bring the meat around and they you know, you flip your coin, they chop it off for you. That's yep. One of my favorite restaurants. I enjoy that one a lot. And then if you're going to be in Hollywood, I don't know how close you'll be to the beach, but there's nice little sushi restaurants on the boardwalk at Hollywood Beach, just kind of sprinkled throughout there. There's a good 2 or 3 that I've tried.
Very cool. I'll definitely hit them up. I'm such a veteran at those Brazilian steakhouses that when I go, and no matter who I go with, the first thing I do, honestly, it's even happened before I sit down, is I flip that coin over.
Yeah, no, you know the vibes. They're pretty fond of MMA fighters inside Chima. Dan Lambert, the owner of American Top Team, he brings the team there frequently for a big celebration. I've been there a couple times with him, and all of the waiters and the staff are pretty MMA friendly. And when I come in, they make sure I got a nice seat, and you know, it's very easy to get whatever meat I want. You know, I'm a big fan of the fried pineapple or the grilled pineapple, and the lamb.
Yep. Absolutely. I can't wait. I'll definitely hit it up. If you can remember, what's the craziest, funniest, strangest thing that's ever happened to you or with you in the middle of a fight?
In the middle of a fight. Let's see. My first amateur fight, I broke a guy's arm with like the first kick I threw. I felt like during the fight when the kick landed, something kind of happened there, and it split his arm. You know, the bone, it fractured it pretty gnarly. So that was pretty crazy. But I would have to go with my last fight that never happened. That was just pretty insane.
That never happened.
Yeah, I had three people pull out on me. You know, that doesn't typically happen in the upper echelon MMA leagues, you know.
Well, it definitely happens in the lower. I'm a judge here in the state of Florida, you know, and so we see a lot of the MMA flu.
Yeah, 100%.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. How will you, after you have to do the ceremonial coming up, how will you pass the next 30 hours or so? Do you want to think about the fight? Is it, you know, Tom Lawler's picture on your mirror, kind of Rocky style? Or you just want to chill and watch something on TV and kind of not think about it?
Yeah, no, I'm definitely just in the moment. All the work has been put in for Tom Lawler. There's nothing that I could think of or, you know, I would discover in the next few hours that could change what's going to happen tomorrow. I'm just going to relax, play Call of Duty, continue to enjoy some good food and good fluids. And tomorrow, you know, I'll FaceTime my girlfriend. I'll talk to her, see my dogs, and I'll continue to play Call of Duty until I'm in the arena. And once I get to the arena, as far as I know, I'm the second fight of the night. So we'll be getting in there, getting our hands wrapped nice and early, and we'll be getting our points and moving on with the night. It'll be fun to kick back and watch the rest of these guys fight after I know where I stand in the points. You know what I mean? All these fights will be very intriguing because there's big implications on each of them for me.
Very cool. What can the fans, what can the media, what can everybody expect when you get in the cage tomorrow night?
A lot of violence. If I have it my way, there'll be some blood as well, but you can definitely expect the violence without a doubt. And you can expect to see me get my hands raised.
Good stuff. Looking forward to it. Jordan, thank you very much for your time. I know that we have your address. We're going to send you out a care package from Ape Man Strong, as well as a pair of earbuds from Jabra.
You want to hear something? I was the first ever fighter, the first ever mixed martial artist sponsored by Ape Man. They're very aware of who I am. We did a lot of business together when I was a young fighter.
Very cool. Yeah, Adam's a great guy, isn't he?
Yeah, Adam Field, right?
Yeah. Adam Field.
Yeah, it's been a while since I spoke to Adam. But yeah, I did some business with Adam, and he's a good guy for sure.
Well, you're going to get some more product. Hopefully you guys can talk, and, you know, who knows what the future has.
Yeah, 100%. Thanks for the interview, and I'll catch up with you soon. Enjoy Hollywood.
Absolutely. Thank you, Jordan. Go relax. Awesome. That Jordan Young, there you go. How about that, man?
Awesome.
He fights tomorrow.
Awesome guy.
Just got off the scale. And, yeah, we're starting to do a lot of stuff with the PFL, and I'm looking forward to it. All right, let's go hit a quick break, and when we come back, we'll catch up on your gallivant across this great state. We'll get to that when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapsa. We'll be back.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hello, this is Clyde the Glide Drexler from Houston, Texas, site of the 2004 Major League Baseball All-Star Game. And I just want you to know that you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8-Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8-Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right, Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Does your garage door opener seem to have a mind of its own? Or is it a squeaky or noisy garage doors? Sounds like they need a simple tune-up. Call Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. That's M-O-R-S-E Boulevard Garage Doors at 727-522-5070. I'm so glad I did, and they fixed my garage door correctly on the very first visit. Moores Boulevard Garage Doors offers 24/7 service and no extra charge for nights or weekend emergency calls. Repair or replace your garage door with Moores Boulevard Garage Doors. Call them today at 727-522-5070.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years, the Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
Country Depot, located at 36 North Broad Street in historic downtown Brooksville, could be the coolest store on planet Earth. From home and garden decor, handbags, and sports items, Country Depot carries a very large variety of unique gifts like nautical, primitive, country, and much more. Follow them on Facebook at Country Depot and stay tuned to Knockout Radio for details on how to register to win a $50 gift certificate. It's called Country Depot in Brooksville and worth the drive.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is Tony Hawk, and you're talking sports with Randy.
All right, we are back hanging out in the bunker, and you're where? Where in Milwaukee?
I'm in Milwaukee. I'm in the tying in with the PFL. I've got, I'm just down the street from Rufus Sport MMA Fight Team, which is obviously home of Anthony Pettis and Sergio Pettis, a Bellator champion. And
Who else?
CM Punk trained here.
Well, no, he didn't. Phil Brooks trained there.
Well, on the website, it claims that CM Punk trained here, the welterweight and WWE champion.
Okay.
We've got Brendan All-In Allen fighting out of here. You have Macy Barber, the future. Got Paul, the Irish Dragon Felder. Tyron, the chosen one, Woodley. Maybe he's here tuning up his boxing skills. Who knows? But after the show's over today, I plan on stopping by and just poking my head in the door and seeing who's around.
Of course you are. I would expect nothing less.
Yeah. I love it, man. I'm right down the street from, like, you know, UFC history and royalty.
What, before I lay out the rest of the show, and I need to read you something that's on the Book of Face, and I want your opinion on it, but before we do that, you've been in 4, 5, 6 places already. What has been your favorite?
I got to say Branson, Missouri. I mean, it's a surprise visit. Didn't really know much about it. Didn't really know what was there.
We lose you? I think we lost him. I guess they don't have proper internet up there in Milwaukee. So we will try to get him back. So something that I'd like somebody to explain to me, or really I'd like to stall until we can get him back, because I really want to know what he would think about just this ridiculous post that I was kind of involved in. I'll lay the groundwork. We'll hit a break, and then I'll try to get him back.
No caves.
Oh, there you are. You're back. Where'd you go?
I'm here. So the Top of the Rock in Branson, Missouri is owned by the owner of Bass Pro Shops. And so he built an amusement park. And so you take a 2-mile golf cart through real caves. There's a bar inside a cave with waterfalls, and like you're under in the ground. And it's just unreal. The views are spectacular, and I'd say it's probably my favorite so far.
It's interesting because I've always talked about going there. You know, they have a lot of, you know, shows, a lot of concerts, or they did. I'm sure that it's slowly on its way back. I've always considered it, but I really didn't know
you know, what it was like on a scale of 1 to 10. You know, is it a 3? Was it a 7? I'm going to assume you're going to put it somewhere around 8, right?
Yeah, it's a definitely 8, 9. And I don't know. I would consider living there. It's a place I could actually call home. I mean, the weather, the river, the views, it's awesome. It's really, really incredible.
Very cool. Before I read this post to you, today is, I hate anniversary. You know, I hate that word when it comes to anything other than your wedding anniversary. Okay. You know, like okay. The anniversary of the passing of my dad. I don't like that. But Matt Hughes put up that today is the 4th anniversary of the collision with the train.
Oh, wow.
4 years. Wow. Doesn't it seem like longer?
It does, actually. But,
all right,
yeah,
so here,
4 years.
I want your opinion on this.
Hold on. Before you go away from anniversary, happy 39th anniversary to you and your wife.
Thank you. We're into the 40th now. We're already past 39. We're into year 40.
Unbelievable. On 40.
All right, so you know me, and our listeners know I tend to get involved with stuff that I shouldn't.
Okay.
I tend to respond, I should just stay out of it. But this has nothing to do with me. Nothing to do with me. And I took the side of someone who was selling something on Facebook. And all these people, or a lot of people, were ripping this person because of the value that he put on his item.
Okay.
And, you know, I got involved. I said, I'm going to take the side of the seller. The seller can sell it for anything he wants. If you think it's too high, don't respond. Don't get involved. Troll on down the road. Don't get involved in it. I brought up about cars. You know, it's basically the same thing. If you can understand what I'm about to read to you, this is what somebody started to get into me about. If you can tell me honestly that you understand this, I will reach out to him at 401 and apologize.
Okay.
Here's what he said. And when I talked about cars, it's the same thing. They put it up high and they try to get whatever they can. I didn't go into details, but that's what I'm thinking. He goes, LOL, I'd like to know that if I went into a car dealership and the person best to me, I could get that same car for much less because I would be overpaying at that dealership, that someone would have the decency to tell me. Same here. Let me read that one sentence to you again.
Okay.
And the person best to me, I could get that same car for much less because I would be overpaying at that dealership.
So they're looking for the dealership to take money out of their pocket, right? I mean, is that the point?
Like I said, I don't understand what it means. And the person best to me, I could get that same car for much less because I would be overpaying at that dealership. I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
But
I mean, as a seller of a product, you put a value on what you feel it's worth on the open market. A suggested retail price is from the manufacturers, what it's worth to them to market it, to sell it, to make it a product. So it's your job to negotiate and work out a price or bring value to where you get it discounted for a trade or in-kind trade. But anybody can sell anything for anything. I mean, everything has... I mean, look at the Logan Paul Pokemon card that he wore around his neck as a credential into the ring. You know, it was like a $200,000 card, right? A trading card. That's the value of what it is to people. And if it's worth that money and it brings that kind of money, that's the price.
That's where I stood. You know, if you don't want it, like there's a couple things that I have, I would never sell it. Never. And if somebody came and offered me, I'm just going to throw a number out, $100 for something that to me is worth $50,000, that's what I would want, $50,000 for me to give up whatever that is. You know, the picture former rock legend Michael Bolton.
you mean softball superstar?
You know, I didn't know who Michael Bolton was at the time. When I was stationed in Philadelphia, I went to a Tom Petty concert, and Michael Bolton was the opening act.
Wow.
So Michael Bolton wasn't always love ballads. You know, he was, I don't want to say hard. He's not Motorhead. He's not Scorpions. He's not, right. You know, our buddy Mickey D, but he wasn't always Love Me Tender, Elvis Presley singing the blues.
Right.
Yeah. Big ups. I'm sure you didn't watch last night. An enjoyable game with the Tampa Bay Lightning and the Islanders of New York.
I did not watch that. I was watching the Milwaukee Bucks versus the Brooklyn Nets. The series was tied 2-2. Brooklyn took a 3-2 lead after last night. And I can tell you firsthand that the city of Milwaukee was devastated by the loss.
Well, tell me, what did Durant do that, you know, did he really just explode?
Durant just showed everybody why he's the best at what he does. Like, he's cold as ice, literally. And speaking of ice, they have an igloo tower. They made a statue here in downtown Milwaukee, and it's all old igloo coolers. And
I saw it.
Speaking of cool as ice, Durant hitting three-pointers with people in his face, just dropping bombs. And, man, he's you talk about value of what he's worth. Whatever his contract extension was for Brooklyn to acquire him, they got their value last night. I mean, that guy put on a show.
Well, and that was the whole talk, that, you know, two of the three were not playing last night, and would Durant be able to carry the team? And obviously he did. All right. How about for this segue?
Well, Harden played. Harden was there.
He did wobble out there?
He did. Yeah, he did good.
Okay. I want him to let that beard grow as long as the referees.
Look. Yeah. I mean, who's the referee from the UFC with the long
First of all, he's not a UFC referee or a belt. He's a referee. You know, they don't work for the promotions. They work for the commission.
Oh, so sort of like how yesterday I was at the UFC gym in Wrigley Field across the street from, you know, the Cubbies home. And I posted a photo for Steve Lene for his benefit, because obviously, you know, that UFC is my favorite sport. And so now that makes sense that their refs don't work for the promotion.
Exactly. All right. Here's the segue. You've been to at least two Hall of Fames on this trip. When we return, we're going to speak to someone who's going into a Hall of Fame this weekend. So we're going to get with Arcadia here in a second. Right now, we're going to hit a break. Coming to you live from the bunker in Milwaukee, this is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Sup. We'll be right back.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is David Wells, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products, and pick up a pair today.
How would you like to be like Jorge Masvidal, Dustin Poirier, Daniel Cormier, Joe Rogan, me, and many, many others? You could also own an amazing painting from Ross Bain's Art. Ross paints original canvas art, including custom commission work. There is nothing Ross Bain's can't paint. Ross was commissioned to paint the Masvidal flying knee mural on the ATT gym wall as well. Hang a painting in your house or office of your favorite athlete, actor, pet, family, sunset, You get the idea. Check out his amazing talent on the online store at rossbainesart.bigcartel.com and join the Ross Baines Art owner family. Follow Ross today on Twitter at rossbainesart.
This is Randy Harris for Mick for Hair at Got Split End Salon in Pinellas Park, our official hair care and grooming provider who caters to everyone, women, men, kids, and senior citizens in an affordable, upscale environment staffed with the most talented professionals in the business. Visit Mick for Hair at Got Split Ends today at 4376 Park Boulevard in Pinellas Park or call them at 727-290-9873.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is John Smoltz from the Atlanta Braves, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back coming to you live from all over this great country of ours, the bunker here in Pinellas County. Matt's traveling around. Today he's in Milwaukee. Where are you off to when you leave tonight?
We're going to Michigan for a little intermission, just a little 10 days on the lake to just kind of decompress and refocus before we hit the next journey.
Very cool. All right. Coming up, last night's fighters on Tough, Trayson Gore's coming on, Ryder Newman's coming on, Chaos Williams fights this weekend, UFC on Saturday. What Hall of Fames have you driven by or taken a picture in front of since you left on the trip?
So while we were in St. Louis, we stumbled across the Chess Hall of Fame, and they had the world's largest chess piece. It's a Guinness Book of World Record for being the largest piece. It's a king piece that sits outside the Hall of Fame. And then last night here in Milwaukee, was walking by and saw the Wisconsin Athletic Hall of Fame, and it's got a mixed variety of all kinds of athletes.
Well, perfect. You can buy a ticket to get into the Hall of Fame. Our next guest is going into the Hall of Fame. Let's go back to the phone lines and welcome soon-to-be Hall of Famer, Arcadio Castro. Arcadio, what's up, man?
What's up, my friend? How are you, sir? Thank you for having me.
Not too bad. You know, this. I don't want this to be like a personal conversation, so let me let everybody know that I first met you about 27 years ago.
This is true.
Crazy, huh? How time has flown.
I think it's more than that, right? Because the anniversary for Booze versus Bots in Hamburg is they're going on 30 years, I think, right?
It's not that much.
29.
Yeah, it's not that much because I left. My wife was pregnant with our daughter, and so okay. I'm almost sure that it's 27, 28, but it's not 30.
Yeah.
Don't make us both older than we already are.
I'm telling you, man. That was a great moment.
Absolutely. So tell me about what's about to happen this weekend. You've been involved with the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame for quite some time now.
Yes, sir. Forgive me, Randy, if I get emotional when I talk about this. This was totally unexpected, brother. Totally unexpected. So this weekend, along with a very, very talented class of boxers and participants are going to be inducted into the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame on Sunday, and I'm going to be part of that, man. You know, it's been a long journey, and what makes it emotional for me is that it was not expected to. It really wasn't. So I apologize.
Oh, no, it's awesome. You know, the pure, true emotion is outstanding. Let everybody know, you know, what you have done. I mean, you've won 16 world titles. You've fought everywhere from the flyweight all the way to the super heavy. I'm kidding.
You're good, my friend. I like that. I sparred with Frisco. This was a big mistake. I sparred with Frisco Areola, former featherweight champion, and ended up with broken ribs. That's the last time I ever sparred with the world champion. So I will never do that again. But That was a very painful experience. But sure. So basically, you know, I've always wanted to be part of boxing, and I wanted to find a niche where I can be involved with the sport. I've always loved the sport since day one. You know, I'm going back 25, 30 years. I wanted to combine two things that I love, which is boxing and art. So I picked up my sketchbook, started practicing my drawing skills, and I started drawing ringside in the year 2000. My first live ringside sketch was of Jeff Lacy at the Florida State Fairgrounds during the, I think it was like a qualifier for the Olympics, and I still have that sketch today here in my studio. And every opportunity thereon, I carried my sketchbooks to the shows. I tried to capture those moments as best I can. One thing led to another. I was, you know, commissioned to, you know, to be the official artist for some really big fights. You know, Corrales Castillo, Corrales Casamayor, Jeff Lacy versus Reed, Winky Wright's fight. And it led to this, man, for this weekend. It's been quite a journey. And brother, I get emotional every time I think about it.
That's awesome. But let me ask you this. So I know that you've done, you know, the covers of the programs, you know, for the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame. So the obvious question is, A, did you do it for this weekend? And B, how'd you draw yourself?
Okay, great question. And I've been asked that before. I did do it this weekend. And let me tell you, this was the most stressful cover that I did because I felt so much pressure to first honor these fighters. And because I'm going to be an inductee, and, you know, there's going to be a lot of eyes on it. So if I wish I would have had more time for this cover. But, yes, I did the cover, and I did not have time to incorporate myself. I was going to do it kind of incognito where only I could tell that I'm in it, but I didn't even get to do that because the deadline was so tight and I didn't get to do it. But I would have loved to have done that.
I'm going to put it this way. It doesn't surprise me that that's what happened, but it's upsetting that you didn't get in there. You should have been in there, and you being the artist, I know that's not the type of person that you are, but it would have been really cool to have you, and even more so incognito, you know, where only you and friends and family would have known it was you.
Absolutely. Trust me, that is the one regret, but man, the timeline was so tight, and I really felt a lot of stress trying to put out a successful piece of art, and artists are never happy with their art, so I wish I would have had another 2-3 weeks, another month or 6 months, whatever.
What do you get? A ring, a jacket, a pair of shoes? You know, what is the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame?
A little pin. No, I get a really nice gold ring, and that's the main highlight, other than obviously being part of history. But I will be wearing that ring proudly for a while, my friend.
Awesome. I'm very happy for you. I'm very proud of you. Congratulations. Have a good time this weekend. And let's talk again real soon.
Thank you, Randy. Thank you for having me. I appreciate it. Thank you so much.
We will talk to you soon. And that is your one of your newest inductees. And Matt, Antonio Tarver is going in this weekend as well to the Florida Boxing Hall of Fame. So,
the magic man.
Yep. Let's hit a break. And then we're going to do a little tough talk with Trayshawn Gore, who is, I'm not going to give it away because I'm sure you didn't watch it. We'll talk to him when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Len Swan, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
8 Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are 8 Man Strong.
Jabra Elite 85T True Wireless Earbuds have been engineered with the most cutting-edge noise cancellation technology on the market to give you complete control over how you hear the world around you. It's time to level up the way you block out the world. Go to Jabra.com for more details on these and other great Jabra products and pick up a pair today.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
This is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Hi, everybody. This is Jason Sheff from the band Chicago, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
All right, we are back. I'm coming from the studio bunker. Matt's coming from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. What have you done this morning? And talk quickly, because our next guest is standing by.
We just walked down to the public market. You know, it's got a little bit of everything, a fresh fish market, reminiscent of like Indianapolis, if you've been to the city market there, or even a San Francisco. But great town, great, a lot of art, a lot of city right on the river. So far, everything's fantastic here.
Perfect segue, and you will see why in about a minute and a half. Let's welcome to the program another athlete competing in this season's Ultimate Fighter, Trayshawn Gore. Trayshawn, how are you?
I'm pretty good, man. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. Let's get right into this. How far are we into filming, you know, from last night's fight? How long have you now been in the house and been involved up there?
About I'll say a solid 8 days.
Okay. You know, I would like to update, you know, as we do this every week, just to kind of give everybody the basic. You first get there, you know, everybody is different when the door opens from the van and everybody goes into the house. What was your first thoughts and what was the first thing you did when you got into the house?
Just chose my bed space and started praying and stuff. And just visualizing victory, you know, that's all.
Did you, obviously you watched last night's episode, right?
I did.
Has it been hard, you know, not to let people know, and, you know, friends and family, and, you know, everybody sworn to top secret and all that stuff? So has it been difficult to just kind of like play along?
It definitely has been. It's been weird as well, because I'm getting a lot of followers and stuff, and a lot of people starting to support me, and I'm having to realize who was there for me from day one. So it's just like, this is different, man. It's definitely different. But I'm thankful for it, man. I'm very thankful for it.
You made a comment in last night's show about the three letters on the glove. And, you know, when did it kind of hit you, you know, that you're in the house, that you're on Tough, that, you know, you're representing, you know, the ultimate dream right now, fighting for the UFC?
Shit, seemed like it didn't hit me till I was getting out the plane to go meet one of the UFC directors at the airport in Las Vegas. I thought they were gonna like tell me, nah, man, you only got three fights, you can't come here. You know, you don't got enough. But that didn't happen.
Like it was a dream, and just so everybody knows, Trayshawn said ship. You know, he thought we were talking about ships in the ocean. So. Just to kind of
clarify. Oh, yeah. I'm sorry.
No, it's all good. It's all good. Talk about, you know, it was a very emotional episode last night. And, you know, I've had people tell me, you know, and a lot of artists, you know, they dream and there's a pad next to their bed and then they write this big hit. I can't tell you a single dream that I've ever had. Talk about that experience that you had that dream and visualized, you know, the family members and visualized winning that fight.
I just went to bed just overthinking the fight a little bit, and I just thought about my great grandmother, and I was thinking about her before I went to sleep, and then I went to sleep, and I just magically popped up in her old room that I grew up in, that I just know where, like, really where she taught me about God in and everything, and she was just holding my hand. I was the same size I am now, but she looked younger in her face. And she just started this, like, I just remember her calling in the name of Jesus and praying for me. And it felt as if somebody was praying for me physically in that room with me. it felt like I was awake and somebody was praying for me, but that wasn't the case. I don't know why I felt the way I did, but you know, she told me I was going to be successful, and I was.
Yeah, it was definitely cool. Talk about what's going on in the house. You know, we only obviously see what's, you know, put on the reality TV show. You know, your team, T-City's team, is 2-0 going into the fight last night, and we're only talking up to the fight. You know, waiting for your fight, the weigh-ins, the fight. How's the house kind of responding, you know, being you guys are 2-0 and Alex is 0-2?
Everybody's still been cool and humble about it. We realize that the same way we're 2-0, we could be 0-2. So we're just keeping humble and level heads, and you know, just trying to be as humble as we could possibly be about this whole situation, and just keep the winning streak going. There's no hostility in there, man. We're all,
you know,
trying to pursue our dreams and go out there and be successful.
The thing that I noticed, and I've been involved with the UFC from UFC 1, we've had the fighters on since the very first Ultimate Fighter, and one of the things that stood out the most to me last night was, you know, the conversation you and Ryder had. You know, like you said, it didn't seem to be any hostility. You're going to beat him because you have to. He's going to beat you because he has to. I thought it was awesome, and that's the display that mixed martial arts is supposed to be and not a lot of the circus stuff that goes on.
Yeah, because that's unrealistic, and that's guys that are mentally the stunner and aren't where they need to be. As professional athletes, like, there's a pro by that athlete for a reason. We have to carry ourselves as professionals. We have to carry ourselves as with discipline. When you see martial artists, you don't see martial artists going and partying and being loud. You see martial artists being quiet, being humble. You don't know that guy can kill you, but they can if they want to.
Exactly. No, I mean, I agree with you. What, this 8 days now in, what is the biggest thing that going back in time that you're missing? You know, after the obvious, talking to family, talking, you know, to the wife, all that stuff. You know, is it certain food? Is there something that you can't request that you're missing? You know, what are you kind of jonesing for?
Well, today I'm thinking about, man, it's putting in a better performance than what I put on last night. And just, like, I guess what's missing, man, is just, I want to sit back and enjoy that win, but I'm not able to because I want to do better than that. So, I mean, that's really my main mindset right now. Getting in there, I'm putting on a way better performance than that because I know I'm better than that.
I've always asked, you know, all the athletes that have come on since Tough One, you know, you're training with someone that potentially you're going to have to fight down the road. How do you block that out? How do you not give 100%? You don't want to give anything away, but, you know, you need to make sure that you're, you know, ready to go against last night's fighter, which was the number one, you know, pick in the draft.
Well, me, I don't care. Like, you know, like, I'm training with people that I might fight, but whether they feel like they can get me in certain ways or not because of training, that's just training. When we go in there and fight, it's going to be completely different. Whenever I'm champion in the world and everybody can look up my fights whenever they want to, however they want to, I'm going to be, like, there's going to be millions and millions of viewers, and the people that I fight, they're going to study my fight. And one thing I realized is it's easy to study people, study their styles, but it's harder to get in there and implement that stuff after actually being in there with me. So it is what it is. Whoever I'm training with, they can evaluate all they want, but it ain't gonna give them an advantage or edge on beating me.
When the time comes, did you guys know who all the other competitors were? Where you know you might have been able to do, you know, check on research or any of that stuff, or did you go into it blind and not knowing who all the other athletes were?
I didn't know who they were until the night before going to the house in the hotel room. I looked up a little bit of the guys, but like, I couldn't really find much recent footage of the guys, so use God to guard me and just continue to allow myself to grow and adjust on the fly.
Trayshawn, up to this point, you know, again, it's only 8 days in, I understand that. Are you enjoying the process? Are you having a good time as well as it's a job and there's an ultimate goal? But, you know, was it enjoyable up till now?
I mean, it's enjoyable, but it's not. Because I would love to have my family here with me and my teammates to celebrate winning with me. But, yeah, man, it's pretty enjoyable. It's different. Being away from the family and stuff, but I enjoy it, man. I wouldn't take none of this back at all.
Right. Final thing for you, and this is where I'm going to bring it home, Matt. You're going to like this. So
I love it.
Correct me if I'm wrong, Trayshawn. You live in Norcross, Georgia, correct?
Yeah.
Okay. My brother lives in Roswell, and I come up often. So I need to know a great restaurant that we should go hit, you know, when we get up there.
That's a difficult one. There's a lot of great restaurants here. I guess, man, a good restaurant to be able to go to down here would be the Cheesecake Factory by the Mall of Georgia, where you got, I forgot how it was. I'll really just go to, like, those restaurants by the Mall of Georgia. They're all very fancy, high-end restaurants. And there's also a hibachi restaurant named Fumi that's down here in Norcross as well. So, all right, we got a couple places we can go.
I know that we go to one of those all-you-can-eat sushi places. I don't know the road, but it's on the same road that goes to the train. So the train's to the left when you're coming from Roswell. You go right, and it's about 3 miles down on the right-hand side. I don't know what it was. Don't remember.
The only thing about all-you-can-eat sushi is it's not as fresh as the made-to-go sushi. Because it's just sitting, you know what I mean? It's not all-you-can-eat sushi. It's not as fresh as the some made-to-order sushi. But other than that, yeah, man, a couple places we can go.
Definitely true, but, you know, after doing 6 years in the military and eating out of some of those bags, to me, fresh sushi or sushi that sat there for a while, either one's okay.
I understand. You don't
go, Matt.
What you more?
Are you there, Trayshawn? Hey, so all right. So look, you're a humble dude. You're a humble fighter. I respect that immensely. I don't think you're a big trash talker. But when you talk about the pro and holding yourself in a different regard and humbleness, you know, there's it's coming out that Alex is pretending to piss on the Brian Ortega poster to create this controversy and this beef. Where do you draw the line? Are there any limits in trash talking? Randy and I talk about this often, but do you see, is there anything that's off limits when it comes to hyping up a fight?
There's a lot off limits. I mean, you don't need to put your hands on the person. But two, you don't need to talk about their family. And for three, like, you don't have to be some brash fool or idiot to get people's attention. I feel like the line is strong. And it's like, guys start acting out of character and start trying to be somebody that they're not. I feel like that's pretty stupid. I feel like hyping the fight is good with what me and Ryder did. I talk crap to people. I am a trash talker, but I'm a nice trash talker if you notice. Like, I'm not going to tell you I'm going to punch your teeth in and you're not getting nowhere close to beating me. No, I'm going to let you know. Bro, I got love for you. I don't hate you. But I'm going to go in here and I'm gonna dominate you. This is mine. So there's ways to go about things in this sport.
Do you think that action, does that change? Do you think that changes the chemistry in the house now that you know, 12 hours ago he did this pretend to piss on a poster? Do you think that changes the dynamic of the house and the tension that's already there?
Most definitely. They did some things like putting Brian's face inside the toilet, like the little, it was just a little prank, but pretty disrespectful, man. Things have gotten real disrespectful this season, but I'm just looking from the outside in and focus on myself and my family.
Interesting. And hopefully, you know, we'll see that on an upcoming episode. Trayshawn, I want to thank you for coming on. We're going to put you on hold so we can get your address. We're going to send you a care package from Ape Man Strong, along with a pair of earbuds from Jabral Electronics.
Thank you, man.
Appreciate your time. Hopefully, we can get you back on after your next fight. So that's we're three down, episodes down. I think they're going to take care of Trayshawn's address so we can get that out. And I'm surprised that you were even able to see it now that you're out on the road there, Matthew.
I haven't seen anything. I haven't been connected to technology. This is the first time I've logged in my computer since last week.
Oh, then it's perfect. All right, we're going to hit a break. 1 hour down, 1 hour to go. Some pretty cool shenanigans right around the corner. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Man Strong and Stapson.
I took her home to my place, watching every move on her face. She said, look, what's your game?
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
This is Trent Dilfer, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.